Welcome to Zichur Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're in Sechel Shabbos, Taf Kuf Mem Zayin. This is going to be an abbreviated shiur. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, Rav Huna said, HaMenar Talisa B'Shabbos Chayv Chattas. One who shakes his cloak on Shabbos to clean it is Chayv Chattas. Rashi explains that he's shaking dust off of it, which is a tolda of the Malacha Malabin, of laundering. The Gemara qualifies this ruling that it only applies to garments that the owner is particular about wearing without shaking off the dust, such as new garments and black garments. If the owner is not particular about shaking the dust off these garments as well, he wouldn't be liable to chattas if he did shake them. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that if one bathed in cave water or in the Chami Taveri and dried himself with even 10 towels, lo yaviyam biyado, he may not carry them, the towels, home in his hand. Whereas 10 people may dry themselves with one towel, drying their faces, hands, and feet, umavin osam biyadam, and they may carry the towel home in their hands. The Gemara explains that the first part of the Mishnah is teaching the novelty, that even though one person dried himself with 10 towels, and it's presumed that the towels have very little water in them, he's not allowed to bring them home, since he's one person, he may forget and come to squeeze water out of the towels. The second part of the Mishnah is coming to teach the novelty, that even though one towel can be presumed to be saturated with water from 10 people using it, they can still bring it home, kevin de rabim ninu madrichei hadadi. Since there are many, they'll come to remind each other not to squeeze it. Rabbi Yosef stated that the halacha is not like our Mishnah, but rather, one person is allowed to bring a towel home with him, and he mentioned four Rabbanan that support this view. And point number three, Rabbi Elazar ben Arak came to the region of Brugisa and Diomsis, and became attracted to the worldly pleasures there, and forgot his Torah learning. The Midrash in Kohelet Rabbah relates that he went to this area after the death of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, when the other Talmidim went and reestablished the academy in Yavne. When Rabbi Elazar ben Arak returned, and read from the Torah, instead of reading, HaChodesh Zezel Lechem, this month shall be for you, he read, HaChirish Hayel Ribam, was their heart silent? Rabban Davin for him, and his Torah knowledge returned. This incident illustrates what was learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Nohre Omer, Havi Gola Makam Torah, Ba'al Tomar Shi Tavo Acharecha. Exile yourself to a place of Torah, and do not presume the Torah will fall after you. Shechavarecha, Yekayamu B'yadcha, for it is your colleagues who will cause it to remain with you. Rashi explains that while he's learning one Masechta, his chaverim will be learning a masechta that he had already learned, and through discussion, he will refresh his memory. The Mishnah concludes, "Vel binascha atisha'ein," and do not rely on your own understanding. Rashi explains that one should not say that he won't forget his learning. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, Rav Huna said, "Hamenar talisa b'Shabbos chayv chattas." One who shakes his cloak on Shabbos to clean it is liable chattas. Rashi explains that he's shaking dust off of it, which is a tolda of the malacha malabim of laundering. Now, the Gemara qualifies this ruling that it only applies to garments that the owner is particular about wearing without shaking off the dust, such as new garments and black garments. If the owner is not particular about shaking the dust off these garments as well, he would not be liable to chattas if he did shake them. Point number two, the next Mishnah states that if one bathed in cave water or in the Chami Taveria and dried himself with even 10 towels, lo yaviyam biyado, he may not carry them, meaning the towels, home in his hand, whereas 10 people may dry themselves with one towel, drying their faces, hands, and feet, and they may carry the towel home in their hands. Now, the Gemara explains that the first part of the Mishnah is teaching the novelty that even though one person dried himself with 10 towels, and it's presumed that the towels have very little water in them, he's not allowed to bring them home, came the chadhu asili de schita. Since he's one person, he may forget and come to squeeze water out of the towels. The second part of the Mishnah is coming to teach the novelty that even though one towel can be presumed to be saturated with water, from 10 people using it, they can still bring it home, kevin de rabim ninu madrichei hadadi. Since there are many, they'll come to remind each other not to squeeze it. Now, Rav Yosef stated that the halacha is not like our Mishnah, but rather one person is allowed to bring a towel home with him, and he mentioned four Rabbanan that support this view. And point number three, Rabbi Elazar ben Arak once came to the region of Prugisa and Diomsis, and became attracted to the worldly pleasures there and forgot his Torah learning. The Midrash in Kohelet Rabbah relates that he went to this area after the death of Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, when the other Talmidim went and reestablished the academy in Yavne. When Melazim and Arach returned and read from the Torah, instead of reading, HaChodesh Zezel Lechem, this month shall be for you, he read, HaChirish HaYel Ribam, was the heart silent. The Rabban davened for him, and his Torah knowledge returned. And this incident illustrates what was learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Nore Omer, Havi Gola Makam Torah, Baal Tomar Sheitavo Acharecha, exile yourself to a place of Torah, and do not presume the Torah will fall after you. Shechavarecha Yikamuha B'yadcha, for it is your colleagues who will cause it to remain with you. Rashi explains that while he's learning one Masechta, his chaverim will be learning a Masechta that he had already learned, and through discussion he will refresh his memory. And the Mishnah concludes, Ba'el binatzcha al tisha'ein, and do not rely on your own understanding. Rashi explains that one should not say that he won't forget his learning. All right, so now we go to our Simcha for Kuf Mem Zayin, and there are two very popular suggestions. One was kamikaze, and the other was kumzitz. So I'm going to go with kumzitz on this one. I want to thank everybody for the suggestions. And here goes. The kumzitz got off to a rocky start when a bacher started shaking the dust off his new garment onto 10 bachim who just dried themselves off with one towel. And then the roughim out of town forgot his Dvar Torah. Once again in slow motion. The kumzitz, that must mean one daf Kuf Mem Zayin. The kumzitz got off to a rocky start when a bacher started shaking the dust off his new garment, which reminds us, Rav Huna said, Hamanar talisa b'Shabbos chayv chattas. One who shakes his cloak on Shabbos to clean it is liable chattas. Rashi explains that he's shaking dust off of it, which is a told of the malach malabein, of laundering. Now the Gemara qualifies this ruling that it only applies to garments that the owner is particular about wearing without shaking off the dust, such as new garments and black garments. If the owner is not particular about shaking the dust off these garments as well, he would not be liable chattas if he did shake them. So the kumzitz got off to a rocky start when a bacher started shaking the dust off his new garment onto 10 bachrim who just dried themselves off with one towel. Which reminds, the next Mishnah states that if one bathed in cave water or in the chamit Tveria and dried himself off with even 10 towels, lo yivim biyado, he may not carry them, the towels, home in his hand. Whereas 10 people may dry themselves off with one towel, drying their faces, hands, and feet, mevin osam biyado, and they may carry the towel home in their hands. The Gemara explains that the first part of the Mishnah is teaching the novelty, that even though one person dried himself with 10 towels, and it's presumed the towels have very little water in them, he is not allowed to bring them home, kevin dechadhu asi v'dei schita. Since he's one person, he may forget and come to squeeze water out of the towels. The second part of the Mishnah is coming to teach the novelty that even though one towel can be presumed to be saturated with water from 10 people using it, they can still bring it home, kevin derabimninu madechrei chadadi. Since there are many, they'll come to remind each other not to squeeze it. So the kumzitz got off to a rocky start when a bacher started shaking the dust off his new garment onto 10 bachrim who just dried themselves up with one towel, and then the roughim out of town forgot his Dvar Torah. Which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar ben Arach came to the region of Brugisim Diomsis and became attracted to the worldly pleasures there and forgot his Torah learning. The Midrash and Kol's Rabbi relates that he went to this area after the death of Rabbi Yochim and Zakkai when the other Talmidim went and reestablished the academy in Yavne. When Elazar ben Arach returned and read from the Torah, instead of reading HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, this month shall be for you, he read Acher Shayel Gibam, was the heart silent, the Rabban davened for him, and his Torah knowledge returned. This incident illustrates what was learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Nahore Omer, Havigola Makam Torah, Va'al Tomar Shehi Tavo Acharecha. Exile yourself to a place of Torah, and do not presume the Torah will follow after you. Shechavarecha Yekamuhu B'yadcha, for it is your colleagues who will cause it to remain with you. Rashi explains that while he's learning one Masechta, his Chavarim will be learning a Masechta that he already learned, and through discussion, he'll refresh his memory. And the Mishnah concludes, and do not rely on your own understanding. Rashi explains that one should not say that he won't forget his learning. This is Rabbi Avram Golda from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.